Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Illini Guy Mike, and we are going over the first ever top 50 basketball players that IlliniGuys.com has done. They're ranked this year by Connor Kegley, who is our expert on college basketball analysis and goes through the recruits and has spent most of the summer and a lot of the spring taking a look at numerous and endless video of players across the country watching tournaments, trying to put this together for us. This will be the top 50 for the 2022 class based on what we've seen in the spring and the summer. So we're going to welcome Connor Kegley on board. Connor, was it quite a summer and quite a spring trying to keep track of all these guys so that you could put together a ranking?
I mean, I don't watch them live, so it's going to be a little bit easier for me when you have good technology that these sites have really put out in the last couple of years. EYBL did a fantastic job of putting stuff out for people to watch, and I was able to catch, you know, 5 or 6 games a day, and then as well as go through, you know, the obvious YouTube highlight videos.
So this is excellent. What we'll do, of course, for those of you who have been to IlliniGuys.com, we have the end of a 5-part series where Connor did 50 through 41, all the way down through 10 through number 1, which came out earlier today. You can go back and read all the details about it. But what we're going to do is kind of talk about some of the highlights of these rankings. One of the first thing I noticed that Braden Huff is ranked higher by you than some other people. You had him coming in at 49. What attracted you about Braden? And then obviously at 43, we also had Jaden Epps, who Illini fans are super excited about, as he is the Dynamite commit earlier, who's actually going to be in Champaign potentially this weekend to catch the Illini take on Nebraska for the football season opener.
Well, I'm going to speak about Braden first. He's obviously a very good playmaker for a big guy. He has fantastic feel for the game. He's able to pass out of the high post, low post. Overall, just he knows where to find people. And that in the game today is much more valued because people are able to, you know, space the floor. And if you can hit him, that's 3 points going your way. Or if he has his matchup that he likes in the post, he's able to get easy buckets on guys because he just knows how to use his body and has a great feel down low.
And what did you think about Jaden Epps? Came in at 43. Definitely one that Illini fans are excited about. What can we expect from him next year?
He's got a good outside shot. I mean, that's pretty much what you have to have as a guard in college basketball in the pros as well. And that allows, because he's such a good shooter, he has to have people play him out farther and farther. And that allows him to get to the rim where he's a good playmaker, good finisher, and he's strong. He's got one of those frames that's just, he's able to get low on people. And once he gets you, you know, past your hip, that's just, he's sealing you off and there's no getting back.
Now, as we look at some of the highlights in the 30s, I noticed a couple people here. Jalen Washington is at 36. Obviously, he's a product of Mean Streets. Where do you, how do you put him there, and what are your thoughts behind that?
Compared to previous rankings, and especially the national guys, I probably have him a little bit lower. I think that ACL injury has definitely taken toll, and he doesn't really have as much confidence in his lower body strength, which has definitely forced him to play a little bit farther out on the perimeter, which he's a good shooter, so it's not all bad. But when you aren't allowed to be as aggressive on the rim and on the glass as a big guy, that's certainly going to hurt your overall stock moving forward.
The other guy who stood out to me is one that I wasn't as familiar with, but you've been talking about him for a long time, and that's the big guy who is going to Michigan, Terrace Reed. Now, you had him at 32. What led to that?
Well, the first thing that I looked at with him was I just kind of looked at box scores originally, and he's just consistently just gets numbers. He gets rebounds, and he gets easy buckets, which leads to you know, high scoring numbers in AAU and school ball. And from there, I had to kind of determine, is he going to be one of those guys that's just only the box score number, and it's not going to exactly translate from the high school level to the pro, college and pro level. And I think what he has what it takes athletically. And when he's doing that to the other people that are highly ranked, that just, it goes to show that he's going to be able to do this at the college level. And whether or not he's going to be pro talented is going to come down to whether or not he can guard on the perimeter. But in terms of just college production, he should be an absolute terror at that level.
Well, that's great to hear for us who don't really want to hear much good for Juwan Howard in Michigan. So another guy that really stands out, and this is a guy that I really think is probably going to be the classic overachiever, is at number 31, you have Jordan Walsh. And I would tell people, go ahead and take a look at this guy. He is a man who is possessed, and Hustle is his first name, his middle name, and his last name. A guy who seems to be around the ball no matter what happens.
Yeah, he's a playmaker around the glass and at the rim. So he's always going to be a tough guy for you to kind of game plan for, because there's no game plan for, you know, telling a guy just box out harder. And when they have to go up against a guy like Walsh, who's just going to throw down a couple alley-oops and a couple secondhand or second chance dunks, that's just going to be tough for guys that are just aren't as athletic as him. And he's an NBA athlete.
Yeah, he's a guy that we got to watch down here in Dallas destroy the local high school team a couple of years ago. And that was as a freshman in the playoffs, just a phenomenal player. In the 20s, the guy that kind of stands out that we've talked about on IlliniGuys.com an awful lot is Seth Trimble. Now, he's the guard out of Wisconsin, same program that Podzinski went to as well in AAU, extremely well-coached team up there. And that's Seth Trimble. And what did you think, or what did you see about Seth that made you elevate him into the top 20s and landing him at number 24?
He just has a requisite amount of athleticism that you just don't see from most high school players, especially at the guard position. I mean, he can attack the rim. And when you have that ability, that's something that's going to be able to translate. That's something that other guards just don't have. And while he's going to need to hone in on, you know, ball handling and shooting ability, those are things you can teach over time. And he has the stuff that you can't really teach.
Yeah, he's a force of will guy. He reminds me a lot of Brunson. I don't know if that may be too much of a positive, you know, and too much pressure to put on a kid. Now, when we get into the teens, this is where it gets exciting, because these guys, particularly the next three guys, are some of the best athletes that are out there in high school basketball today. Let's talk about two guards. We're going to kind of sandwich these guys together. Number 16 is Arterio Morris. I watched him throw down two massive dunks against Mean Streets right down the lane in the middle of a zone that took them by surprise on successive possessions. And I didn't think a 6'3 guy could get in the lane that quick. And man, did he get up there and over everybody. And we also have Kaysan Wallace, which is an extremely physical guard. Arterio is 16. Kaysan is at number 11. Let's talk about those two.
Yeah, Arterio Morris, he might be underrated even at 16. And I think he might have the quickest first step. There's some things that he can add to his game, but that's going to come with time. And I think that, you know, playing for Coach Beard next year or in his 1 year of college is going to really help out, because that's going to kind of give him a little bit of structure within there. And he needs a little bit of tough love maybe to his game. But in terms of physical stature and just kind of the gifts that he has, there's not many guards in this class, if any. Wallace is kind of, he might not be as quick, but he definitely is stronger. And he definitely has a little bit more in terms of just intangibles right now. He's really able to dig in on defense. And while his shot can be inconsistent at times, it's probably a little bit more developed to this point. And he's probably one of the better rebounding guards as well, which allows him to get out in transition as well as easy buckets around the rim, even though he's only 6'4". So he's really able to hone in on that.
And of course, the number 13 player is one that Illini fans are very, very excited to see. Cam Whitmore, who will actually be in attendance at the Illinois-Nebraska game, along with Cam Corin, who just missed the top 50. Whitmore is, holy cow, he is a physical specimen. Let's talk about him and what you think he's going to give to some very fortunate college team when he decides to commit.
Yeah, he's got an almost Jimmy Butler-esque feel to his game. He's just that competitive, and he really likes to get out in transition and just attack the rim. And when you're that type of player that can kind of just force steals, get defensive rebounds, and just get out and run, that's just a fun athlete to watch. And while he can probably add a little bit to his three-point jumper, there's just not many guys, even if they are playing off him right now, that can still stay in front of him. And obviously, if Illinois gets him, that's just going to be probably our best recruit in probably, what, 20 years? So,
yeah, that's pretty impressive. Now, I'm just going to go down the top 10 here. I'm going to have you just give us a one word, or not one word, but a one sentence summary on each of the guys in the top 10. And we're going to maybe spend a little more time on a few guys, but Adam Bona, what do you have to say about that man who comes in at number 10 this year?
He's a rim running big man that's probably going to be pretty raw.
At number 9, the shooting guard, Amari Bailey.
He's a scoring, athletic swingman.
Number 8, and this is right around where we live, Keontae George, the shooting guard who definitely has the eyes of Texas upon him.
He's going to be a 6'5", smooth shooting guard.
Now, number 7, somebody who maybe flirted a bit with the Illini and probably, you know, has moved into a different direction, although with college recruiting, everything is fluid. But tell me a little bit about number 7, Jairus Walker.
He's kind of a Zion Williamson light almost. Maybe a slightly worse jumper, but a better playmaker at this stage.
And I'll tell you, of all the players that I saw this summer, only one player was more physically imposing than Mr. Walker, and that's because Kofi Coburn was down watching some games. If it wasn't for Kofi, Walker was the most physical guy out on the court that I saw, and he was amazing. So let's go to number 6, and we have the small forward, Brandon Miller.
Probably the most athletic and versatile defender in the class.
At number 5, one of my favorite players, probably the guy that I thought was the most fiery and competitive of the players that I got a chance to watch, and a guy who could pretty much play 1 through 4, depending on matchups. But number 5 is Anthony Black, a point guard, small forward, combo player. What'd you think of him?
He's probably Cade Cunningham-esque in terms of his game. He has just that great feel. He's a 6'7 wing forward that kind of can be a dominant ball handler as well. And that's kind of the way the NBA is trending. So that's probably why I have him higher than any other person in terms of the ratings. But I believe that he'll be a dang good offensive player at the college level. And that'll probably transition to him being a high NBA pick as well.
Number 4, and of course these names now are not going to necessarily be unheard of, but number 4, Derek Lively, the big center.
The highest upside in the class, bar none. He is the top shot blocker.
Number 3, the shooting guard, small forward, Chris Livingston.
Jaylen Brown light on the wing with a better jumper.
Wish somebody would describe me as light compared to an NBA player, and then have the word better come in the next sentence. Talented guys. So at number two, shooting guard and small forward, Derek Whitehead.
Another elite defender on the wing with good ball skills as well to go along with
it. And finally, the moment we've all been waiting for 2.5 weeks, number one, shooting guard, Shaedon Sharpe.
A more athletic Bradley Beal-esque shooting guard.
So there you have it, folks. We've got the top 50 from Illini guys, the first time we've ever done that. You can obviously see that we'll be doing this on an annual basis. And Connor will also be coming out in the fall with a top 25 for the 2023s. Now that we've got this top 50 for the 2022s, of course, after the high school season, we'll see a little bit of a change as well as guys kind of shift around a little bit. But thank you so much for listening to this Illini Guys production. This is Eye on the Illini. And we would also tell you a couple other things before we're out of here. First off, whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the country, or halfway across the planet, IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know. And of course, if you live in the state of Illinois, or if you enjoy a really, really good podcast, look for Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. It's on your local radio station. Check for your listings near you. It's on 29 stations in the state of Illinois. We have other stations calling us up. That number may be growing. And of course, after we are done with all of our stations, you can get it available podcast later Saturday evenings, but that comes out once a week. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great day, and we will talk to you later.